Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Welcome back to the Rugby League Guru podcast. The Whisperer joins me once again. We're going to dive into everything round 15. Supercoach, what's doing, mate?
Mate, I'm doing far better than you by the sounds of it.
Mate, I am in all sorts, but I must say for you, mate, I thought I'd be seeing your face on the side of milk cartons. Where have you been?
Gone missing, mate. Nah, off to Sydney, obviously looking after the eyes. It's a continual battle to have. It's nearly as frustrating as my Supercoach season this year, but back on the train, a couple of weeks off, but we're good to go.
Mate, let's dive into a quick round 14 review. How did you score this week?
1,066. Had a couple of poor scores. Bradman Best with the syndesmosis. A couple other guys in the low 40s. Just Origin, looks like 1,100 or so was a pass score. So not too bad. I know that you were flexing your score on Instagram. You did a little bit better this week.
Slightly better. I got 100 more points, which put me in the top 7% of last week. I actually thought I would have scored a little bit better than that. I just based on the scores that I saw in all of my comps, but went up 89 spots, so sitting at about 1,300 at the moment, so pretty happy with that. But, mate, I'll tell you, the one thing I'm nervous about is these trades. They're sitting over there just staring at me. I've got 13 left. I'm a little bit nervous about that. How are you going for trades?
I think I'm very, very similar with the trades. I'm going to look at... I've got 10 left, so I'm going to bomb the 5 next week, and then hopefully I've got an okay run home. I really don't want to touch anything, and you and I will touch on these 5 trades next week, but I think it's important to clear out a lot of that dead wood and just get the side somewhat set for the run home.
Mate, I woke up Tuesday morning, and it said I had 5 trades, and I thought, oh, they fucked this up, so I made my shifty 5 trades thinking maybe they'll change it, maybe I'll get to keep them, but Supercoach, they sorted it all out. I thought I might have got away with it for a second there.
I was fuming because I looked at the 5, I was like, cool. All right, sweet. We got 5 this week. It's a bit of a weird week to have them, so we'll make them later in the day. And then I saw a lot of my friends made 5 and they were in their team. And I looked back and I had 2 trades, but they still had their 5 players. And I was like, oh, what's going on here? It's a bit shifty. And obviously, as you said, it sorted itself out. People were reversed. We're back to 2. But yeah, I think the 5 trades next week is going to help and confuse a lot of people as well if they don't know how to use them.
It was weird, mate. On the app on my phone, I had 5 trades. And on my laptop, I only had 2. I think it sort of depended where you went as well. It was chaos, but we sorted it all out. We're back down to 2 trades this week. Mate, we're going to dive into some of our buys for this week, and we got a number on this list. Obviously, round 17 is approaching the second buy round. Only half the teams are playing that week. The first man we got on our list in the CTW is Jesse Ramien. Absolute beast on his day. Is this a guy that you're looking at?
Yeah, looking at Ramien, looking at the man on his inside as well, Sean Johnson. Both those guys, they go hand in hand like chalk and cheese. Both pretty low prices, low break-evens. The Sharks play round 17, which is always a big tick. And I'm looking at round 17 trades more so. Look, as we know, round 13, I went hard. I got guys that I regret getting. Cody Ramsey is probably the main factor there. Guys that are now plotting in my team. So round 17, we're looking at guys that are going to finish with the run home. And I think Ramien and Johnson are both guys that qualify for that category.
Mate, another guy that's become very relevant over the weekend, obviously the injury to Wade Graham. Geez, it was a nasty look, wasn't it?
Yeah. Look, he's come out and said he wants to keep playing footy, but he's just going to have a break. But we saw what Boyd Cordner did. He hung up the boots on his own terms, and you'd hate to see Wade Graham sitting in a corner when he's 50 rocking back and forth.
Mate, I heard that Wade Graham, he was expecting to have about 4 weeks off, and look, I will be shocked beyond belief if he's back in 4 weeks. I think this is a huge opportunity for one of our favourites, Sifa Talakai, and Supercoach-wise, this could be absolute gold, couldn't it?
Mate, I love Sifa Talakai more than the next bloke, but probably give it a week. We'll see what his rotation's like. Minimum, he's going to play 60. I don't think he'll play 80, but does have a pretty high break-even. But if Sifa Talakai has a great game and scores 80, he's not going to change in price. So I think that's probably the ceiling for what he's going to provide in the back row with no tries. But you and I both know, mate, how incredible that base is. And dual position, second row forward, center wing, which is the biggest tick in my book.
Mate, I'll tell you what, he's got any time try scorer written all over him for the next few weeks for me.
Oh, mate, Sifa Talakai is going to have plethora of the Whisperers dollars put down on him to score a try.
Mate, another CTW that I brought in last week, I put the VC on him as well. He scored very well. Alex Johnson, obviously this South Sydney left edge. They're humming at the moment. They've got a fantastic draw coming this way. He's obviously a buy, is he?
Yeah, that's a premium buy, I think. It's rocks and diamonds with AJ. You saw last week when he scored 150 odd with the three tries, but there's also going to be weeks that you'll score 15. So as long as you're prepared to ride the wave that is AJ, a winger with no basic but can finish the ball, then you're in for great standings, and just as long as you know the variance that's going to come with it.
Mate, another CTW in Supercoach who was really impressive last week, Bailey Simonson, a guy that I didn't really have that many tickets on, to be honest with you. And the move to fullback, I thought, geez, this is going to be a bit of a flop, but good God, he was impressive, wasn't he?
Yeah, someone asked me, they're like, oh, what's Simonson's ceiling at fullback? And I was like, oh, it'll be similar to Caleb Aiken, you know, 45, 50 points, but probably did that in one play. I mean, he's 346K at the moment. I think there's genuine talks about buying him. Would you agree?
Oh, for sure, mate. He was so impressive to me. He's not a guy that I think I'll end up with, but, geez, it's going to be hard to turn him down. He's going to be a tough watch if he keeps playing the way he did the other night. Mate, another CTW that I know you've been very keen on this year, scored his first try on the weekend, Dominic Young out of the Newcastle Knights. Big bit of gear.
Big unit, which is what we love to see on the wings. I've been calling for Dominic Young to start for basically the entire year. With Edric Lee being out and the Knights backline depleted, it seems Adam O'Brien's finally listened to that and started him. For Supercoach standings, I really think now isn't the time to chase after a cash cow. I don't see the point. Surely people have enough cash on their bench to free up money to buy a gun. But if you're one of these psychopaths that haven't made a trade all year, then yeah, go for Dominic Young with KP back as well. It could be anything.
Mate, what about the juggernaut up on the Gold Coast? It feels like we've been waiting half a decade for this guy to arrive.
Big Greg Marzu. Love it. Love him to play some footy. I think he's a similar boat to Dominic Young. We've obviously got Corey Thompson and the Don waiting in the wings. So that's probably is deterring me away from Greg Marzu.
I feel like also, mate, I don't think Philip Sammy's playing his absolute best football at the moment. I think it gives me hope that this guy could hold his spot. But, I mean, I don't think they'll leave Corey Thompson out of this team. He was just too good back when he was playing. And I don't know, Anthony Don, I mean, there's probably not a stat you could give me where Don is better than Greg, but he's just got something about him. And the Gold Coast, they just trust Don, don't they? I think this kid is just so good, but I can't say I'm confident he holds this spot.
No, and that's what's deterring me away from him. But he's had a fantastic show in the last couple of weeks, but I think just waiting in the wings is what's worrying me with what the Titans have to come.
Mate, obviously round 17 coming up very soon. One team that does play during this time is the New Zealand Warriors. Their main man, Tohu Harris. Is this guy close to a must-have?
Mr. Consistent. Only scored 57 on the weekend. We say only. That's the floor for Tohu, isn't it? Just about 60 points. Averaging 76 this year, less than 600K. He is a keeper. I've waited probably too long to get him in my side personally, so it's glad to see that he's in my side, which is foreshadowing some trades I've made.
Mate, another guy that has been playing unbelievable footy the last 2 or 3 weeks is Jared Rea-Hargraves. Now, obviously, Radley, he's got to come back in a few weeks' time. You've got Takiaho, who returns this week as well. Jared, he's played 80 minutes the last 2 weeks, which, you know, we spoke off mic before we kicked off. And, I mean, you think back to 3 months ago, the bloke couldn't get in the starting team. It's unbelievable where he is now.
Yeah, I mean, people will maybe fall into that trap. I was looking at him myself, and then we break down the depth chart, and we see that Radley is to come back. We see that Takiaho is to come back. So, look, I think if you think you're paying overs for Jared Rea-Hargraves, but if he plays 60, I still think he's a viable option. I just want to give him a week when they're full strength and see what happens. Obviously, Kiwi International won't play Origin, plays round 17, similar boat to Tohu Harris. I just think for consistency, Tohu gets the tick for me.
Mate, I believe it was last week that we were both very keen on Takiyahu. He was, of course, ruled out. We had to trade him back out. Is he still a guy that you're looking at?
Yeah, nothing changes there. Still under 400K. Not going to be goal-kicking, but I still think if he's playing 55-ish minutes, it's still a fantastic pickup.
Mate, it's an interesting week as far as holds go. Tell me about them.
I think your holds, it's very subjective in my opinion. I think it's just a lot of these guys that played round 13 but are also keepers, so that they've got no use for you for round 17, but they're also going to have a good use for you for the run home. So, for example, myself, I'm looking at someone like a Matt Lodge as a hold. I'm looking at someone like a Ryan Madison as a hold. Just these guys that are averaging sort of mid-60s that aren't necessarily out-and-out guns but will still serve a purpose in my team running home. Brian To'o, Jerome Luai as well.
Mate, let's dive into some sells. And the first name on our list, Mitch Barnett. He's done and dusted for us, is he?
He's pissing out of my Brian's coffee, mate. I don't know what Barnett has done to lose so much favour. I mean, how much hype did he start with? I think he was averaging well up over 80 and looked to be one of the buyers of the years. Now, it's all gone downhill from there, hasn't it, mate?
Like, I honestly can't believe how this storyline has played out. And like we said the exact same thing 4 weeks ago. I cannot believe how much hold Fitzgibbon has got as soon as he's come back in. It's been unreal. And another one, mate, Connor Watson. Is he another sell as well?
Yeah, mate. I traded out Connor Watson last week in the halves. If the Knights aren't scoring, he's not scoring. Kalen Ponga's back. It's going to take a lot of responsibility out of him. You've made a good profit on Connor Watson. I'd be moving him on.
Mate, obviously, a lot of round 13 Deadwood that we're talking about here. Dane Laurie, he's the next man on our list. You know, he's got the capability to go 100-plus on any given week, but he's also more than capable of going under 20. It's a tough watch with Dane Laurie, isn't it?
5 weeks ago, mate, Dane Laurie is sort of one of my season-long keepers, but it's just sort of tailed off a little bit. Adam Dewey moving to the centres are sort of, I think, stifled a little bit. They're hitting Adam Dewey more than what they're hitting Laurie at the back. Huge break-even this week. Tigers just don't look convincing. I think there's some better options. Ruben Garrick, AJ, Raymond, as we've touched on for the centre wings coming home.
And the Tigers, mate, they've got one hell of a run coming up, don't they?
Pretty ideal if you're betting against the Tigers week in, week out. It's a horrendous run.
Obviously, mate, Charlie Staines, another one. A guy that I haven't had all year, and I must say I'm stoked. It looks like an absolute roller coaster over there.
I haven't got much right this year, mate, but I did call Charlie Staines a trap all preseason. It's pretty much nailed on. No base, weak side. Just not doing enough, too inconsistent for me. I'm happy to shift him on and just cop the loss, put the tail between the legs.
Mate, if you're a Bradman Best owner, devastating timing. You've obviously been waiting for KP to return. That's where you'll see Bradman Best collect a lot of points off KP. KP returns this week. Bradman Best out for 6 to 8 weeks. It's a massive loss and a definite sell.
Yeah, I wouldn't say I mean, Bradman Best is at the lowest price he's going to be. He's 375K. I can understand selling him for another gun, but if you've got pressing issues elsewhere, I think it's an okay hold. I mean, you've lost money on the investment. He's not going to lose your money because he's not playing. The Cinder's most, if it's closer to 4 to 6, awesome. If it's closer to 8, then yeah, I'd be looking at selling. It's just one of those things that I think we're monitoring. I had other issues. I mean, I've got Laurie in my team who has a break even of 157. I've got Barnett who's going to be losing cash. Those two are the priorities to trade out for me. Yeah, it sucks because you've held Best for this long. You've held him for the poor scores. You wait until KP comes back and then he does the syndesmosis. So it's struggle street, mate.
And of course, mate, obviously with sells, we've got our 5 trades up our sleeve for next week. And I know that you've spoken about that's a big opportunity to get rid of a lot of round 13 guys. Tell us about that strategy.
I wouldn't be going one for one. So I wouldn't be trading out 5 guys and bringing in 5 guys. I'd be trading out 5 and bringing in 2 or 3 and nothing the other 2 and just bringing in the guns to set you up for the run home. I think it's just a waste of trades to be trading out a guy that's 350K and bringing in a guy that's 350K. So unless it's someone like a Bailey Simonson with big upside, I'd just be looking at trading out 2 of these mid-range plotters. For example, looking at my side, I'm looking at someone like a Thomas Flegler, a Jake Simpkin. I'm happy to trade both those guys out. There's 600K that we can use to invest elsewhere.
And obviously, mate, when you're talking nuffs, a lot of guys in this competition that should be targets for us, off the top of our head, I know that you're going to do more on this on your podcast, so stay tuned for that. But Jared Anderson from the Canterbury Bulldogs, one of the immortals of Supercoach, just quietly.
Yeah, Jared Anderson, Eden Gebbie from the Tigers. I mean, CJ Mundine from the South Sydney Rabbitohs. These are all guys that are just not going to be playing any kind of footy. The Bulldogs have a pretty great run home, a lot of Sunday afternoon games, which is going to be great for the VC. For anyone that doesn't know what enough is, enough equals NPR, non-playing reserve. Just these guys that are never going to see the light of day playing first grade. And the bottom dollar price for up a lot of cash that you can use to VC loop and to stop having those AE nightmares.
And of course, mate, a lot of people will be targeting Canterbury Bulldogs, Nuffs, and that is because they play mostly on Sunday. Why is that important?
Just because it just stops the, in my opinion, it just stops the sort of confusion with players coming in and out. We saw how bad it was with James Tedesco. We saw that he was named to play and then ruled out last minute. A lot of people to play Joseph Suwali. It just stops all that.
Mate, let's have a look at a couple of guys that, you know, either are good prospects or poor prospects as far as the run home goes. The first one I'm going to touch on, and I spoke about it on my podcast yesterday as far as a draft target. Now, Reece Walsh, he's got 11 games left this season. Assuming he doesn't play round 17, we're hearing rumours he might play State of Origin. If he doesn't, absolute gold to have him in round 17. But out of those
I didn't look at him, mate. You've talked me up on Reece Walsh heavily, so... put that one in the guru column because I didn't even factor in Reece Walsh or the Warriors draw and you've brought it to light.
Well, mate, probably solely because he is in my draft team and he's my one shining fucking hope at the moment. But Reece Walsh, he's got 11 games left. And of those 11 games, he plays top eight teams only on three occasions. And one of them's the Dragons. So he only plays the South Sydney Rabbitohs and the Penrith Panthers. Outside of that, it's all bottom eight teams and the Dragons. I reckon he is a real option moving forward.
And later on in the year, mate, like, you say he's playing the Panthers. I mean, people should have a team set up where that you could just afford to not play him that week as well. Like, they should have enough reserves. For example, I've left Matt Burton and Matt Lodge out of my side. That's even now. So people should be having plenty of options for their reserves. So you can definitely cop the loss on Reece Walsh not playing him those weeks. He's got those tough matchups.
Mate, another guy I want to touch on, and a guy that a lot of people brought in over the last few weeks, it is Clint Gutherson. He has scored unbelievably, but his run home from about round 20, I think he's got the Roosters, Manly, South Sydney, the Melbourne Storm, the Penrith Panthers. It is a really tough run home, especially when it's going to matter. And obviously, you know, we're now talking, you know, late August, early September footy. Not really the Parramatta Eels bread and butter, is it?
Fantastic for you guys like Ryan Madison, Isaiah Papali'i. But for Gutho, if you brought him in for round 13, you knew this, didn't you? You knew that he was going to be a stopgap for 5 or 6 weeks. And then, as you said, Reece Walsh can be an easy swap or another man that I'm sure we'll touch on for their run home, Kalen Ponga. They have a fantastic run home as well. So, yeah, work out how you want to get Gutho. He's been a fantastic option for the last couple of weeks, but you're right, with that run home they've got, it's absolutely horrendous.
So, mate, is Kalen Ponga, is he a target for you?
I think so. I think my...
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Mate, you've thrown a spanner in the works with Reece Walsh. I mean, I might actually look at him for the run home, but I think right now my idea was to run Turbo Ponga for the run home. But the Reece Walsh scenario, mate, it might be Turbo Reece Walsh.
And just for those that are listening, of course, the Newcastle Knights, their run home, they play the Broncos round 21, the Cronulla Sharks round 22, Canterbury in round 23, and then they play the Gold Coast Titans round 24. Most of these games are played in Newcastle as well. It's a massive plus, isn't it?
And most of them, the Knights will have their full strength side back as well. Like, a side that has been decimated by injuries this year. We see Mitch Pearce come back. We see Callum Pong come back this week. But when those juicy matchups roll around, we definitely will be seeing him in full flight, KP.
And obviously, we mentioned, mate, KP is a huge plus for Bradman Best. But, I mean, 6 to 8 weeks, if we see Bradman Best back for the back end of this season, he's a massive plus for KP as well, isn't he?
And that's the reason why I'm maybe considering holding Bradman Best. Like, it sounds crazy to hold for 6 or 8 weeks in Classic, but I don't have the trades to burn. I don't have the trades to take him out and then get him back in, because he's someone that I do want for that run home. And that's the reason why I sort of balked the idea of maybe selling him. If you're in my situation with no trades and you've got Best, I definitely don't hate the hold.
Mate, one more that I'm going to throw at you from the guru side of things, and obviously we're talking Reece Walsh as a potential option there. If Dallin Watene-Selezniak makes this move to the Warriors, a guy with a heap of base stats, and the way that Reece Walsh is playing, you know, you obviously just mentioned pairing Kalen Ponga and Bradman Best. If Dallin was to make the move over there, would you consider him?
Mate, I've considered Dallin regardless. even in a poor Bullock side, he's been the shining light. Him and Jake Avrilo, I think. So him going to a better attacking side than the Warriors, I think that's going to stamp his case even more. And looking into next year, I think Dallin Martinez-Lesniak will be a great option if he's a dual position center wing as well. So who knows what the future holds. For me, I'm holding off until that move is confirmed. But yeah, it's definitely a fantastic pod shout. You're going to get a big edge on the competition that's not going to own him either, because I guess it's not a marquee name, is it?
No, for sure. And I think people underappreciate just how good Dallin Martinez-Lesniak is, especially Supercoach-wise. He just eats up those base stats. And the way that he returns a football, mate, there's tackle breaks, there is offloads galore there for him. He's a really solid Supercoach player. Mate, moving to another really solid fella, and obviously Ryan Pappenhausen, another head knock victim over the last few weeks, but it's given Nico Hines a big opportunity. It's given him a big opportunity to play some good footy, make some big money. He has been really impressive the last few weeks. Is it time for him to go soon?
Mate, I'm hope. I'm just, as a non-Nico Hines owner, I'm just waiting for the poor score. It's just not coming, is it? Week in, week out, he's just providing. Look, what is the best case for Nico Hines? I mean, he moves to centre. Are you happy to hold a guy that's 900K in the centres with 150 break even? I think we cut the losses on him. Move on I'm assuming a lot of people aren't playing Nico Hines at fullback, so they're not going to be bringing in one of these marquee guys, but there's plenty of center wings that we've touched on today who I think the cash can be used phenomenally. He's 880K, so you pair him up with another sell, you'd be able to bring in two fantastic options. You'd be able to sell Charlie Staines and Nico Hines and bring in two absolute guns, in my opinion.
And mate, to be honest with you, I don't think Hines will get a center role in this side. I think he will go back to the bench and he'll play his role there. Do you think he's a genuine chance to play in the centers?
As a draft owner, I really, really hope so. As a classic, I guess, death rider, I really hope not. I'm conflicted, but as I said, if he does get the center spot, you're paying 900K for a center. It's just way too much, in my opinion. He'll be playing on that right hand side as well, which is not the Adokar Olam side. So I'd be happy to sell him, but who knows? But Bellamy's done weirder things. I mean, Nico Hines is a fantastic footballer. We may see Nico Hines fall into the Freddie Fittler fullback mold as to how Freddie used Tommy Turbo. I mean, that'd be a fantastic option for the Storm as well, to have them play on both sides, pairing up with Pat. That'd be very, very explosive, wouldn't it?
Fuck, could you imagine if they did that? Good God.
Just call the competition now, I think.
Mate, you'd have three of the top probably seven best fullbacks in the game running around in that one side. It would be unreal. Mate, let's dive into VC and captain options this week. And the first game of the week, the South Sydney Rabbitohs, they take on the Brisbane Broncos. So Alex Johnson, Cody Walker, two guys that I would be looking at for a VC. And while South Sydney, they're not playing at home, I reckon they're better off playing at Suncorp, a dry track up there. It could be anything for the Rabbitohs.
Yeah, this one's got Latrell Mitchell written all over it, doesn't it? I think if you own Cody Walker, you're putting the VC on him as well. As you did last week, Alex Johnson, who knows, he could be in for a Josh Adokar field day scoring six tries, mate.
And obviously, mate, the Penrith Panthers, they take on the Sydney Roosters. As far as, you know, Matty Burton and as far as Nathan Cleary goes, Jerome Luai, these sort of guys, what are you thinking with this game?
The reason why I didn't sell Matt Burton this week is because he has an okay break even. I'm happy to leave him on the bench to make one more bit of price rise before selling him. I'm not confident to play him. If I'm not confident to play him, I'm not confident to captain Jerome Luai. Cleary could be a VC option if you've got no one from the Rabbitohs Broncos or the Cowboys Sharks. But apart from that, I wouldn't be putting the orange armband on them.
And mate, obviously, Nico Hines plays this week against the West Tigers, unfortunately for you. Is he a guy that should be considered as well?
Oh, I'd be throwing the kitchen sink at this game. I think Nico Hines is probably the standard option. Maybe 4:05 on Sunday sees Tommy Turbo take on the Titans. That's probably the only other captain option that rivals that. But Gutho as well. Like, we've just got fullbacks galore coming out of our ass for captain options. Eels take on the Bulldogs. As you said, Hines takes on the Tigers. Turbo takes on the Titans. I think you put those three names in a barrel and you put your hand in and pick a random one, you're not going to be doing too bad, are you?
Mate, I was just scrolling through the games this week thinking how good the options were. Then I got to that last game. Fuck. Tom Trbojevic against the Titans up there on the Gold Coast. A dry track as well.
That a week could off be as well anything. For Turbo.
Oh, mate, it is terrifying, isn't it?
If you're coming up in a head-to-head game and you see the opposition has the captaincy on Turbo, you're sitting there shitting bricks, aren't you?
Oh, mate, honestly, it would be impressive if you picked a bad captain this week, wouldn't it?
Mate, the way I've gone this year, don't say that.
I'll back you in, don't worry. Mate, thank you for joining us once again. Sensational talk, some Supercoach catch-up on the week. Look forward to catching up with you in round 16, mate.
No worries, mate. I'll be down in the bottom 50K with all the mere mortals compared to you.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.